I'm Samantha Mollen.
And I'm Cottie Kreischer.
And this is Don't Worry About It.
Do we need to introduce ourselves?
No.
Are we keeping the title of our podcast?
Who fucking knows?
Okay. Don't worry about it. I worry about everything. No, I do. But you do too.
Hi, Cottie.
Hey, Sam. It's just one of them days. Okay, you sent me a link and I read it.
The Venmo link that I kept telling you to send me money.
You're not getting money.
You just won't.
No, I'm not paying you. It's a fun game, isn't it? Next time your friend Venmos you or does a request, just do the emoji where you go. And they're like, why aren't you paying me?
I was expecting it. I'm going to hold you down.
Sam sent me a link on how boredom is good for your kids. Mm. Did you read all the slides to that?
Well, actually, yeah, I thought it was a longer in-depth article, but it was just slides.
It was just slides.
Yeah, she's LA-based. And what was her handle? The Classroom or something?
I'll look it up. I have a few issues.
Okay, well, it's basically talking, and we might have touched on this about how it's a positive thing to let your kids be bored and that it helps their minds be creative and that you don't need to play with them. Because I've felt this way, and I've heard a lot of other moms feel bad that they don't want to play with their kids. Like, I don't want to play.
No, no one does.
Some people do.
It's the calm classroom. Okay, here's the thing.
Yes, and she's
LA-based. She should rename the slide. Mm. It shouldn't say, let children experience boredom. Mm. It's like, keep your kids off of screens. Because the activities she suggests are like labor and like doing a podcast with your kid.
Oh.
Like, are you kidding me?
you would have to do it with him? I didn't
like
see
to create one. I'm like, okay, well, this is like, they're not bored, essentially. You're just pivoting away from like technology.
I want them to, yeah, I think you're right. I think number one is no screens.
A teddy bear picnic. Hunt for bugs. Nope. Pass.
What?
I'm allergic. Legos, fine. Puzzles, fine. Coloring and crafts project, if you have a girl, maybe. A guy's not going to sit through that. Call a relative. Okay. Wait. Create a podcast or a website. I have never created a website in my life.
Nor do I want to know
Nor do I want to start that project with a five-year-old.
I think you're right. I think no screens, no video games. Like, if you can do that consistently and just, like, let them, like, flounder for a little while and then
read a book.
Whatever. They're going to, like, get on the trampoline. They're going to
build a garden.
Swim. Skateboard. I don't know. To me, my mind goes to, like, physical activities.
Sadly, if I pull out a book to read to my kids in the middle of the day,
yeah,
Lola will be like, am I going to sleep?
Well, yeah. When else are you reading a book to them?
You're not sitting and be like, who wants
you're
to read
like
a book?
You're not like a kinder teacher.
Morning. Yeah.
You're not like, everyone gather around.
Get on the ladybug mat. We're all reading a book.
No. But, okay. So it's a little extreme, but I do.
How about buy a toy? Like,
how about eat some ice cream?
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to be reminded of, that we don't constantly need to entertain our kids.
True. But I save my iPad time for me time.
What do you mean? Oh, when they're on the iPad, then you get a break. Agreed.
Like I go, everyone's got an hour before bed. Yeah. Worst time to watch an iPad for a kid. But
yeah,
that's the only time they're not in camp or school or playing.
Yeah.
I go, how about it? Knock yourself out, numb your little brains to death.
But I guess it's just like you're working, you want you time, you want all these things. I mean, it's like then they could potentially be on them like 24/7.
Yeah, but they're not. How do you get your hair to do that in the front?
What do you mean? What's it
doing? It's just like fluffy and it goes out.
I will it. I will it.
I Googled
it
a video today and I totally fucked
it. Hair wrap?
You use hair wraps? Oh, no, the Dyson hair wrap.
The Dyson hair wrap.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, I'm so glad you got your actual coffee today that you've been waiting
for. It's delicious. Mm. Absolutely delicious.
So, interesting story.
What?
No, I want to tell the story about what happened to Dom last week.
Oh, my God.
So, after we...
During.
Okay.
While we were podcasting.
You know what, though? Thank God. Thank God they didn't
call
and like interrupt, because then we wouldn't have been able to focus at all. But so I had dropped Dom, my youngest, at Cottie's before we recorded our podcast last week.
With Bert.
Yeah.
So we were at Bert's house.
Thinking, okay, great. They're having fun. They're playing. There's a nanny there, which, by the way, I know you're happy with her right now. I kind of am blaming her a little bit for this as well. I do.
Fair.
I do. Because, sorry, I'm going to get back to the story in a second. But because any good nanny, especially a nanny who has a kid that's not over there all the time, Dom's not at your house all the time, would know, at least maybe not be watching him like a hawk in Teddy's bedroom, but she would know if he left or left the premises.
Yeah, you know where he was hiding though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So go ahead. Tell me. So lay it down. So we left. I'm driving home.
Yeah. And then I called my parents.
I'm driving to pick up Dom.
Yeah. And I'm still with Bert. And I call my parents to see, like, because we're going to Bert's house for dinner. So I called to tell him, like, Bert and I are going to grab food at the store. We'll meet you there. And my mom's like, we have had a very stressful afternoon. It's like, why? Dom decided he was going to play hide and seek and didn't tell any of us. So Teddy has a bed that has a man cave under it, like a little like hole that you crawl into.
Is there no trundle under there?
No.
Oh.
It's a little hole and you go in and it's just this wooden like cave.
Meant for to crawl under?
Yeah.
Oh. And no one
looks
there?
But no one looks there because like my parents wouldn't think to look there.
Cotty's parents were visiting from out of town.
He has a beanbag under
there. Plus there was a nanny there.
He has a beanbag under there. So if anyone goes in there, they go behind the beanbag. And even if you go to look in there, you can't see a kid.
I need a visual of this. I can't imagine
Come
it being
over,
that
I'll
big.
Show you. Oh, it is. It's the size of a twin bed. It's about 3 feet tall and the size of a twin bed. I can get in there. Mm-hmm. I can't sit up straight.
I can get in, but I can't get out.
It's kind of hard to get my hips in, but I get
in. So Cotty calls me and I'm like rushing because I had to be somewhere after to pick up Dom. And she's like, just so you know, Dom was hiding from my parents for the last hour. And
it was 22 minutes.
Okay.
22 minutes.
I think you told me like an hour or something.
Yeah. No,
I don't know.
22
Maybe
minutes,
I made that
which
up.
Feels like eternity if you lost someone's kid. 22
yeah,
minutes
I think
is
it's
a very
probably scarier
long time.
To lose someone else's kid as
than
opposed
your
to
own.
Your own kid. So then she's like, my dad went to Gelson's, like, which is
dad.
Like across a really busy intersection street. It went to Gelson's screaming Dominic's name at Gelson's, thinking that he was like kidnapped. And thinking because he has long hair, thinking that someone really wanted to kidnap him because he looked like a girl from behind.
He was like, they probably thought he was a little girl.
Wouldn't you want to kidnap a cute little boy just as much as a
probably.
Cute little girl?
I mean, if you're kidnapping a kid, you're a sick
if
puppy.
If I was kidnapping a kid, I'd choose. Want a sweet little baby boy.
And then my mom was walking up down the streets.
I mean,
our
I took 10 years off your parents' life.
My nanny stayed home in case he came home.
Lives.
And
your
Ted
nanny,
was looking.
I'm sorry. I meant to gripe to you about this, and like, but I know you're having an upswing right now, and I'm not, Dom, I was so mad at Dom because I'm like, what were you doing? You heard people panicking and screaming. He did it to us once and my dad was in town and my dad now calls it hide and freak
yeah.
because we were like crying and he like
Ted's
didn't
done
come
it
out.
Once to us.
So, but I still think the nanny should have had like eyes on him or been like, okay, well, they haven't left that room and I don't see him in that room, but they haven't left that room. So he's in this room somewhere. Do you know what I
What's
mean?
What's so like, funny is my parents are telling me this whole story and the first thing I say to them was, you guys didn't check all the cameras? My mom goes, no. I go, I have.
Do they know how?
Yeah.
They have the app?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cameras in the house.
But how would they log into your
eight
cameras?
Cameras. How? The only thing you can't watch in my house is me showering.
But they know how to log into it?
Yeah, it's on every iPad.
Oh.
They have
so
Nest Cam on.
Did they find him or did he come out?
I think he came out. We never got to the end of the story because I was like, oh God, I've got to tell Samantha before she walks in.
Then Cotty's mom's like rocking him. He's in tears. And then
you walked in?
And then he says, no, before your mom told me this. And he says to her, well, now you know I'm good at hiding. Now you
I watched,
I'm an ex-denider.
I watched the Nest Cam and you see my mom rocking Dom holding him. And I'm like, this is so bizarre.
Did you go back to where he actually gets under there?
Yeah.
Ted didn't think to look in his man cave for him? Was Ted even helping?
Was Ted in on it? I don't know.
Was Ted even helping?
But apparently my mom says Ted was helping, but Ted's not.
Cut to, Ted never talks to me. And when I walked in the door to get Dom, he's like, so Dominic was hiding. Like, he decided to, like, give me the down low. I'm like, you've never talked to
me
more.
He'll never speak to you
again.
You've
never talked to me more than you are right now.
Yeah.
So I feel bad because they're probably going to die early deaths because of this incident. I mean, I can't even – I mean, I remember how traumatizing it was for me. This was like years
ago.
Was
it traumatizing for you?
Your mom said to me like, well, you know, Sam, you should tell people that he likes to hide. And I'm like, He did it to us once, like you 2 years ago.
You should tell people.
Your mom's so sensible. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was like not, I mean, now, you know what I mean? Like he wasn't as with it. He was like more of a baby. And he hid like under, in Luca's nightstand. Like it was the craziest thing. And yeah, we were, my dad was in town. My dad's wife was in town. We were screaming. Paige was crying. My dad's wife, she was crying. We were in the street.
Oh, Jesus.
It was daylight. We were in the street like, you know, asking like, neighbors like and people walking by.
How
have you seen a little boy?
How pissed were you when you found him?
I was thrilled, but also I was like crying and I was mad. And I do think that you would be more freaked if it was someone else's kid. Because,
for sure.
I mean, it's the same kind of terror, but it's like, I'm like, I mean, it's not my possession. I mean, you know, he's not my child.
I mean, you know my anxiety. I have checked every box in that house with padlocks, with the entire front is totally gated in.
Yeah, my doors, anytime you leave a door, open a door, it says,
you hear it.
And the window, like, same.
Yeah,
same.
So, I mean, and I have cameras in every single room to the point where our nannies are like, are we doing something wrong? I'm like, no, I'm just weird. Like, I'm neurotic.
No, you're not
and
weird.
And I just want to see what's happening, not particularly with you at all. I just sometimes like to check in on the kids and see what they're doing.
Also, like, there's, I mean, especially my house, your house too. I mean, it's like kind of, it's California. Like, there's a lot of patio doors and ins and outs and all of these things. And it's peace of mind. I mean, my kids are a little bit older now and I'm not taking like those chimes off. But you know what I do use my cameras for now? The dogs, because the two puppies still like make me insane because they still have accidents all over the house. And I will like go back and I will like forensics.
Oh, I do that.
I will watch until I'm like, who did it? And then I find who did it. And I'm like, I come out and I like grab them. And because I actually think it's helping now that I'm making them accountable. Because before we'd be like, oh, accident, clean it up, whatever.
Accident.
And
who
they
knows?
Just do whatever the fuck they want and they continue going. But like, that's what I'm using the cameras for the most right now. Or if the kids fight. Have you ever done this one? Like if they deny, like I didn't do that. I'm like, oh, let's just go back and watch.
Yeah,
is that's the best.
And I was like, shit, you slapped her, dude.
Yeah. Luca lied about something with Ezra, a conversation he had with Ezra, and they were in the downstairs guest room, which like, you know, we're not in all the time, but there is a camera. And I'm like, you know, it didn't add up, the story. And I was like, huh. And then I was like, well, you know what? I'll just watch the camera and, you know, we'll see. And he's like, well, no, we were DJing. It was really loud down there. I'm like, no, I can still hear. And then he was like, well, actually. Yeah. So then he fully came clean before I even like.
All you have to do is say, oh, I'll just rewind the camera.
It's pretty great.
It's like, let me just. But, no. Give me a minute.
But yeah, but this whole incident with Dom, I was like so mad at him. I kept asking, what were you thinking? What were you thinking when you heard people panicking and crying? And he was like, I don't know. He was like hysterical in the car when I got him.
Oh, he was?
Because I was so upset with him. No, he was like fine when I got there. He was on the iPad.
I can't believe my dad bent down and was hugging him because my dad goes in and was like,
yeah.
Because I couldn't hear anything on the nest.
Yeah.
And he was like, and I was like, oh God, God only knows what my dad said.
Your
to
dad's
him.
Intense,
he's
too.
He's intense.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
And then you see him get on his knees and start hugging him. And then I was like, how pissed was dad? And my mom was like, he wasn't pissed. He was so upset because Dom had sat on the couch. When Samantha dropped Dom off, he didn't go to play with Teddy at all. He sat on the couch across from my parents in two chairs and, like, just had conversation for, like, an hour. He's like, I'll likely get into a pretty good college. Like, my dad's like, who is this kid?
He's six. And he's remind everyone.
My dad was fascinated by him. She's like, your father, like, talked to him, had in-depth conversations with this kid for an hour.
Your mom was like,
And then he goes missing and my dad just fucking melted.
I can't. I feel so
bad. But my mom has a good point. She's like, just tell him to have, like, and I'm going to tell Ted this, like, hey, if you want to hide or play this game and, like, really freak people out, totally fine. But you've got to tell someone you're doing it.
I don't know what his intention is to try to freak people out. I don't know. But your mom was like, look, it wasn't just that we lost him. It was that we got really attached to him in that hour.
No.
I was, like, dying. Ugh. Anyways, so traumatic. I mean, I feel so bad.
Hey, you formed a connection with Ted.
I did. He was like, Dom hid. He like wanted to give me the whole thing. He was like, he was under my
Bert
bed.
And then formed a connection with him the next day.
With Ted?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know.
What was the connection over?
We went to the beach and they had some time to bond.
I love it.
Like I was like stepping away slowly.
Yeah.
I have to be out of the picture for him to connect to either of you. Apparently.
I think he's, he's like kind of like blossoming, Ted. And next year when he goes to kindergarten, I think it's going to be a whole different thing, too.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm so freaked out.
Why?
I don't know, with the Sinead O'Connor news and stuff.
What?
I don't know.
What do you mean, mental health?
Yeah. I was like, how do we not know if we're fucking? Like, how do you know if you're not that? I'm not saying that the how connection does that is not there, but like,
yeah, what is
you know
the connection?
Her son committed suicide?
Yeah.
Like, I've been thinking about
that. Was that her only son?
No, she's got like two or three more kids. It was her oldest, though, I think.
Oh.
And he was in a hospital, a psychiatric hold for suicide watch when he escaped. And I was like, fuck, what if I'm fucking Ted up and I don't know it?
You're not. That's
insane. I go to bed every night going, I'm such a bitch. Like, I was such a bad parent today.
No, you would know. I mean,
you would know, right?
There's no, I know. That's
and not,
a totally
not to say
different
that
thing.
Parents cause that in children. I don't think there's a connection.
Do we know
there.
How Sinead O'Connor died?
Suicide.
Oh, it was? They're just like, that's the assumption? Yeah.
They're not awaiting toxicology reports. Like, they're just like, she passed. So it's suicide.
I know. It's weird when they don't tell you. It's weird when they don't disclose.
Just, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're like mental health issues. You're like, okay, like.
I think you can read between the lines of that one.
Can I? I don't know.
I mean.
Can you spell it out for me, please?
God.
Oh.
Mike was gone in Greece.
Oh, yeah. How
he
was
came
he?
Home. Tell me.
Well,
if
you
this
were like,
is...
I'm a single parent. You're like, and then I was like,
I was
and then
crushing
you're like,
it.
My parents are here. I'm like, well, you're not really a single parent. You have your parents there,
and I made them stay with me. So yeah,
I mean,
single in the sense that I was the only biological parent in the house.
I mean,
but he comes back from Greece. He'll probably kill me for saying this.
Yeah,
tell me if you think this is weird.
Okay,
I go to log into his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes. You know when it does that?
Do it two more times and you're on SOS.
And I'm like, I was like, why isn't your phone working? He's like, it changed the code. And I'm like, all right, what's the new code? He's like, I'll open it for you. I'm like, I was like, okay, Matlock. Like, what? Like, why'd you change the code?
Yeah.
He's like, I was traveling. And I'm like,
what is the?
I've
that,
never
that
changed
makes
the
no
code.
Sense.
It makes no sense, right?
The travelers know your normal password, so you need to change it to something
odd?
New. Like, it's very strange. That's not even a good excuse. I would say something later.
It's a red flag.
You're like so paranoid, and I feel like you go so dark so fast.
I go zero dark.
But I don't look. I think that he's like head over heels, and I don't think he's doing anything shady. But like, and the fact that you get so paranoid is kind of funny to me because I just and like knock on wood because I mean I don't have any wood to knock on. Shit.
Your heel.
Oh look, there's wood right here. But
are we knocking on wood again?
I think you don't even have the conversation. You just go super, super dark. And I don't think he's doing anything shady. But I would be like, I need to know your phone password. That's so dumb.
Well,
have you been known to go through his phone?
No. I don't go through his phone.
Okay.
That's what's crazy to me. I really don't go through his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I've had my paranoid moments, still didn't go through his phone.
Yeah, so why would he think that you
I
would
don't know.
Do? Because you said that he said something like that.
He was like, what? You're going to go through my phone? I was like, what? No. Like, but I also, like, if there's an emergency in our house.
Yeah.
I suppose I could just press 911.
Do you think he's fucking with you?
What does that mean?
Fucking with you.
Like, just mind fucking me?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
No, just like trying to be like funny or whatever to be like, you can't have my code. I don't know.
Funny, haha. I still don't have it. So. Joke's on me.
No, but like you don't really need it. But like, I mean, you didn't really need it last night. But yeah, he should tell it to you.
Okay, let's do something.
What?
Change the code on your phone.
Okay.
And then be like, Daron, take a picture. And see.
You can take a picture without the code.
Daron doesn't know that.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, but he'll try to just go into your phone.
Yeah.
And just see how he reacts. Change the code on your phone. Say, Daron, will you get a picture of us? And he'll go, what's your code? Be like, oh, I changed it. Here, give it to me. And see how he reacts because it's fucking weird.
No, I'm not doing that. That is weird.
Thank you. See, you won't even test the waters.
Because it's like, it seems like too much of an investment, of a time investment for
me. I know, because then you have to change the code. I don't even know how to change the code on my phone.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But it is weird. But like,
and
I don't know.
If you have something to hide, just use WhatsApp, right?
Do we really think he's hiding something?
That is the only reason I can think of why anyone would change your code and not tell you.
Huh. Okay.
But like,
all
we've
right,
been
can
together
we, well,
18
tonight,
years.
Tonight, like, are you going to like say something again about it?
I don't want to like harp on it, but it's kind of odd.
Just be like, Sam thinks it's really weird that I don't have your password to your phone.
I'm going to say Sam thinks it's really shady.
Yeah. And you can say that I think that he was doing it to be funny, to like fuck with you, and then see what he says.
No, because then he'll lean into that and go, she was right. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I was right, but now joke's over.
Joke's like, over. Give me the... Oh, he did say at first, he was like, guess. I was like, guess. Like, I was like.
It doesn't really make sense. You're going to need to report back on this. And how it
doesn't make
out.
Sense. It's going to be sense. Really sad if it's like
you
a dark ending.
You can't be married to someone and not have their phone passcode. Like, I think that's like.
You can't be dating someone.
Yeah.
And not have their phone passcode.
Yeah. End of story. You need to rectify this tonight. I need to see what happens. I need an update, please.
Ugh, it's exhausting. All right, fine.
Fine. So Duran is camping out at the golf course on like Friday night, I think. They do it
tonight?
Once a year. No, sorry, next week.
Okay.
They do it once a year where they...
In a tent?
It's dads and kids.
Oh,
or is it just father-son? I don't know. Maybe it's just boys.
Well, that's sexist.
Maybe it's just dads and kids. I don't know. I'm making the boys thing up. He's like, I need a tent for next weekend. I'm like, okay. So he's taking all three boys to like camp out on the golf course.
That's fun. Are you scared?
No. Why?
To sleep by yourself with no one in the house.
I know. I'm like, can I keep Dom? He's like, no, I'm taking him. I'm like, okay.
How does he not get jealous of Dom?
I don't know. Would you be?
Yeah. That's why I kept asking Luca. I'm like, you're not jealous of Dom?
If it was reversed, like if there was like a little girl.
You'd be so jealous.
Would I?
Yes, you would.
It's actually, but I think it would be so cute. I mean, I already know that if I had a daughter, he would be wrapped around her finger.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of precious. No? You think he's annoyed? I mean, I
Probably.
Do give all my like love and attention to Dom.
Dom's like your husband.
Uh-huh. He's the best. He's
just so dysfunctional.
He's just the best. No, but I'm happy. I mean, I'm happy with Duran. I feel like, I don't know. I mean, he probably wishes that, like, he didn't sleep between us, but.
I don't even know how you guys do that.
It's, like, getting crazy because I need a custom-sized bed at this point for us all to fit.
Okay.
I basically sleep on, like, a sliver of the edge of the bed, and, like, that's my, like, normal now. Like, that's what I'm used to doing. Like,
yeah.
If I had a whole, like, I don't even know. I sleep like.
Do you hug Dom while you sleep?
And I have like, I'm like wrapped around him. No, I mean, he moves so much. And so now I've kind of had to figure out a way to get covers because he kicks his legs out. And so then like.
Oh gosh, I can't do that.
So he's like hot, but I'm like, I want covers. So then last night he was like, I was like, dude, you can't do this. He's like, well, I'll just take the covers off daddy. Jerome's like half asleep. I was like, no, he needs covers too. But you can't really feasibly have someone in the middle who's kicking the covers off.
No. Does Duran ever get pissed in the middle of the night?
Define pissed.
Like he's like, damn it, Dom.
Yeah. He'll be like, move. Stop kicking me. You need to go to your own bed.
What is he, 12? Duran, so mature. Move. Stop kicking me.
Sometimes,
you need to go to your own
when
bed.
He's tired,
like
he does
Dom's
going to
rub his head
he
and go,
does sound
you're
12.
Right.
No, sometimes I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's happening? This is nothing new.
Lola, Ted woke, or Mike... Lola has like these horrible tantrums and Mike just coming back from Greece, is like not used to dealing with them. So he, the other morning, it was yesterday, goes into the family room and she was like having a tantrum and he came in and was like, Lola, you're going to need to stop. And I was like, great work. Like, like Lola's going to go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize
that. Well,
was
now that you
like,
put it that way.
My apologies. You're right. I'll wrap this up. So I was like, you just escalated it. Now she's like scratching herself. And, like, he was like, then I'm going to go shower. I was like, go shower. So I take Lola and, like.
What was she doing?
She's just having a tantrum.
Oh.
Mm. Like, she has horrible tantrums. So then she's freaking out. And then she comes down. She gets ready for school. She's sitting in her room on her iPad. And it was, like, 30 minutes later, Mike walks in. And she looks up from her iPad. She goes, are you happy now? I was like, damn.
Served.
Then Mike's like, yeah, I'm happy. She's like, I don't like when you yell at me. I was like, fuck.
Whoa.
It's like, get him, girl.
Snake in the grass.
It's like, ask him for his code.
Ask him for his code. That's weird. We need to get, you need to figure that out. It's totally weird.
It's my life.
Although I don't think he's doing anything. You go so dark. You'll be like,
dark.
Do you want to leave me? Do you want a divorce?
No, I really do. Isn't that funny? And you come from, like, parents of divorce.
Yeah.
And I come from parents that have been together 55 years.
Yeah. That is weird why you would jump to that conclusion.
And Mike comes from parents. His parents have been divorced multiple times each. Duran never does that, does he?
No.
No.
But there's been a few times where I'm like, he hates me. He definitely wants to leave me.
But he wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't think so. And I mean, I as much as, like, you know, we can get on each other's nerves, I don't, like, my head doesn't go there, you know? I'm like, oh, okay, we'll be fine.
I need to get to that place. I mean, I, in the back of my head, I'm like, we'll be fine. But I get in the heat of it, I'm like, ugh, what are the next steps?
How do we divide our assets?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
You need to call my therapist that I gave you. I feel like it's good just, like, even if you're not having issues, like, I think Duran and I don't even know if it's every year, but I feel like maybe every year we do, like, a month of, like, therapy? Weekly therapy. And I feel like it just makes such a difference. Because I feel like there's takeaway from each session that I apply then for, like, the next, like, year. And he'll say things like, I love you so much. And, you know, you're so good at this. You're like, she'll make him, like, not make him, but, like, she'll ask questions where, like, he's forced to, like, compliment me in a way where I'm like, oh, you, like, but it's real. Like, it's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's, like, nice to be reminded of that. You're like, oh, he's, like, that he thinks about you like that, you know, because you aren't communicating that to each other. Like, regularly. Yeah. At least we aren't, you know?
Well, there's, so, like, yeah. There's not really an organic, like, way to be like, God, you're really great at.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's not easy. I don't know. Well, I want to get Mike on here and, like, drill his ass.
Ooh, let's do it. Mm-hmm. You want to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I'm loving this drink. I'm so glad that you got some cinnamon. Cinnamon in my rocket fuel.
I never mess up our orders. You know why? I take sips before I leave.
Now you do.
Yeah, always.
You had Moses's tea last time? Okay, have you seen the Barbie movie?
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
You are? You're taking Lola?
No.
Oh. Is it not a kids' movie?
I don't think so. I have no idea.
Is it not?
I don't think so. I have no idea.
Who are you going with?
Mike.
Oh, look. He does like you.
No, it's only because we didn't get tickets to Oppenheimer.
Why? Why didn't you?
Go online just for fun. You'll never see anything like this. Every single seat for every single time in every single theater is sold out.
No.
Swear. Every single seat. 10:15 in the morning, front row, sold out.
Weekday?
Every theater.
Like on a weekday too?
No, but we're not going on a weekday. I didn't check weekdays, but I checked like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It just
Sunday.
Came out last week?
No, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
No.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks ago.
It just came out.
No. No, because Barbie came out 2 weeks ago. I have no idea. But anyway.
2 weeks today, I guess. No. A week today.
I don't know.
Barbie just came out. Anyway.
So we wanted to go see that.
It's been out a week. It's been out a week. But it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
So we wanted to see that. And we had booked our nanny to babysit. And then I was like, unless you want to sit in the... And Mike will only see the 70mm or whatever.
What is that?
It's showing in, like, I don't know. I think it's
like a spec. Wait, so he wants to see Barbie?
No, he does not.
Oh, so why are you seeing it? Just to have a date night?
Yeah.
Well, that's cute. I like that. He does love you. See? He's not going to leave you.
Well, no. I tested the waters last night. I was like, listen, if you don't want to see it, do you want me to go see it with Sam? He's like, Barbie? I was like, yeah. Do you want me to just go with Sam? He's like, can I still go to dinner after? I was like, no, you can't.
It's a package deal.
He's like, no, I'll go. I just might be on my phone.
Where are you going to dinner?
Don't. You know where we're going? It's so weird. Not weird, but Vitello's. You know where... Phil Spector shot his wife.
Is that the one on?
It's dovetailed into a weird.
Is that the one like Moorpark-ish?
Tujunga?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? But anyway, so they have Vitello's, which is downstairs. And then upstairs on the second floor is a martini lounge, which is 21 and older. And it's like a piano bar. And it's really old school, like all velvet.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. You walk in, you're like, what in
the
world? That's
such an interesting little strip.
Such a great little strip. And then you go down into their basement and they've got a speakeasy. Oh. Speakeasy that you can only get into. Like, it's really freaking cool.
Okay, sorry. Back to Barbie, though. Are you actually – so my mom was outraged. She was just up here. And I feel like we have so many billboards and promotional things that, I mean, I think living here, you forget. You don't really notice it. Yeah. But in San Diego, it's like not as much. And she's like, Barbie again, Barbie, ah. And then the amount of cross promotion with like all these brands, like I felt like every email from like the most obscure, like, I don't even know, like random, a shirt, like a Barbie shirt, Barbie shoes, Barbie makeup, Barbie like water bottle, Barbie, like everything. Yeah. And my mom's like appalled. Like, how dare they? Barbie's such a cliche and all these things. I'm like, Mom, there's no way. I'm like, watch it before. And I don't even know, but I was like, watch it before, because I guarantee you everyone's so like woke that there's no way that this is just going to be like Barbie, like
no, it's not.
Plastic Barbie
no,
land.
No, I think Ken tries to take over Barbie land.
Yeah.
And Barbieville or whatever it's called, Barbie
yeah.
land.
Yeah.
And she takes the reins back and I think kind of fucks Ken over.
Hell yeah.
It's a very feminist storyline. It's what I heard. And the people that have seen it, mm-hmm. which aren't typically your like one girl I work with mm-hmm. who's not like Barbie, mm-hmm. you know, she was like, it was so good. Like everyone that's seen it was like, it's amazing. It's going to sweep Oscars. I was like, what?
Sweep Oscars.
Yeah. They're like, it's amazing. It is so good.
Well, Margot
it's not what
Robbie produced it, which is so random.
Not really.
Well, she was like, I wanted to produce it even if I didn't star in it.
Yeah, probably. She was on to something. Greta Gerwig made history.
It's just, I don't
biggest
know.
Biggest opening for a female director of all time.
I know,
it
just, like aesthetically, it looks interesting, like set design and clothes and all of that. And I
love when she takes her shoes off and she's still on
Oh, and
toes.
They said that, yeah, that she doesn't move like a normal human. Like, she yeah. moves kind of, like, stiff like a Barbie. But it just, I don't know. Like, to have, like, to base, like, an actual story around that seems, like, so hard. So I'm so curious to see if you're into it.
Yeah.
I've heard mixed things from people, but obviously it's doing well at the box office. I want to see Oppenheimer. I want to see that.
So do I.
Let's go together.
Do you know, did you ever meet Tom and Sandy? Bert's no. friends?
Tom and Sandy's like from Sandoval? From Vanderpump Rules?
Tom and Sandy? He produced it.
Oh.
Let's go see it. Do you want to go see it next weekend?
Totally.
With Duran?
Mm-hmm. Mm. My dad's here.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my dad's coming on the podcast next week.
Get all
your medical questions ready.
Oh, my gosh. I'm literally going to start. I wish
he's funny.
Wish you were here today.
So he's in Austria with my sister right now. And I have to say, it looks – my sister goes every year in the summer, and she's been trying to get us to go. And I kind of want to go next summer. It looks so – have you seen any of her posts? It looks like
I'm just waiting for her to like.
Have you seen?
Some.
It looks like a painting. Like it's like the Austrian Alps. It looks so stunning. And I think these days, I don't want to like blow it up because I want it to like remain as chill as it is. But I think like these days where you can't go to Europe without being like so hot. I mean, like people in Greece, people in like Hawaii, Mexico, like places that you would go in the summer and just be like in the sun and it would be like enjoyable are now like not enjoyable. So I feel like you've got to find places like such as the Australian Alps that are like gorgeous and sunny and still like 75, yeah. 80 degrees.
It's hot as shit in Greece.
It's hot
like
everywhere.
118.
Yeah.
They're saying our winter is going to be like 90.
I think this is the hottest year.
It's the hottest July on record.
Yeah.
On record.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Since they've been keeping record.
Yeah, exactly. Did you read that? I read that. It's like they've been keeping record for like 130 years or something like that. Yeah. It's alarming.
Now whenever I get a water, I just go to Starbucks and get one of these.
Instead? Yeah.
Oh! I tried a mocktail last night that had mushrooms and CBD.
Ooh, like the lion's mane?
I think so.
Or like,
it's called like Little Prince or something.
Is it the mushrooms that actually do something to you?
I don't know.
Oh, Little Prince, the little prince.
Oh, here we go. Mocktail. Maybe it's called Little Prince or Sweet Prince or.
Mm.
Nope.
And how was it?
It was pretty good, but it was kind of rocked you.
Where'd it come from?
Camilla.
Oh, your friend.
Little Saints.
Okay.
Little Saints plant-based mocktails. A spicy margarita, a Negroni spritz. A ginger.
Does she not drink?
No, she drinks.
Okay.
She was the one doing Prolon.
With you?
I started with her and then I ended with you and we were reading your text. We were laughing so hard. We were like, what are we doing?
Wait, you started with her on Monday? Did she make it through?
yesterday was her last day and she didn't do yesterday. She was like, I'm lightheaded, I'm foggy. She started Sunday. I mean, she's also like 115 pounds.
Why did she do it? Just, I mean,
because she went to
cleansing.
Canada for a week.
Yeah.
And like put on like 5 or 6 pounds. She's like, we were eating Oreos on the boat, like all this stuff.
I do love it. I was shocked when you were like, I'm like, what's up? And you were like, I'm on Prolon. I was like, shit. It like all, like, it always comes back around, right?
It does. Always. It rears its little ugly head in my life.
Because you'll never forget how good you felt the first time you did it, but you'll never stick to it again. I mean, I don't want to say never, but
no, I know.
You'll never stick to it again in the same way.
What is this? Let's look it up. About. I want to know what I drank because it's very weird. Oh, Little Saints was born during the pandemic as an antidote to my drinking too much alcohol and feeling terrible about it. Hello, friend. Having spent pretty much my entire adult life as a cocktail enthusiast, I ignored the initial signs that alcohol was doing more harm than good to my body and my mind. Without access to any options more interesting than a sparkling water with lime, it was hard to convince myself to make better choices while on my own or out with my friends. So I set out on a quest to create my own solution, a transformative, non-alcoholic drink that would taste like a cocktail, have uplifting functional benefits, and most importantly of all, make me smile.
Whee! So, did it make you smile?
Kind of did. The only thing
Show me what it looks like.
About using cannabis and mushrooms in a complementary way to improve mental health and mood.
But it can't be like the psychotropic mushrooms because those aren't legal yet.
I mean,
what?
You feel it all right.
Looking at
your jeans.
Oh,
what are they?
They're cute, right? No?
Yeah. What are they?
Zara.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, blessed.
What is your outfit?
Zara.
Your face. Connie's wearing the cutest linen getup from Target. Can I tell everyone? It's very cute.
Care.
You really know how to pick them.
I do.
Speaking of which, yeah, Zara, like, I feel like is not as good as it used to be. It's hard. It's hard now. And I was talking to you recently about my old Instagram account.
Oh, yeah.
F21 Finds.
I can't believe I discovered that again.
Yeah. So it was F21 Finds, which was where I like cherry picked all the like best stuff from Forever 21. And would oftentimes it was like.
I still have some of those pieces.
Yeah. Like very. I know. I got rid of some of that stuff recently and I was like, it was hard. But oftentimes it would be super close to like a really luxury piece. And that was always exciting to find. But after I had Dom, well, when I was pregnant with Dom, I kind of stopped doing it. And then afterwards, I decided to not do just Forever 21. I changed the account to Returnaholic because there's so many brands that like I think, you know, are like you can like really like cherry pick good stuff and not spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then I think there are the pieces that you spend a lot of money on and that are like worth it. But there's also pieces you spend money on and that you like then kick yourself like 6 months later. You're like, fuck that. I don't even want that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was thinking about maybe like doing a little like Returnaholic revival at
you
some
should.
Point. But point is, I don't really shop at F21 anymore because it's just – it's
you're,
gotten
– You're not like 13.
Yeah.
Like, I can't fit into their clothes.
Like, well, also, like, it's just got all the, like, all of those brands that, like, once, like, had so many gems to be had, I feel like are less and less. Zara, too. Zara's stuff, like, used to be really good.
So much of their clothing ends up in landfills. It's really bad.
Yeah. So I'm not into that. So I'm trying to, like, restructure it a little bit. But I do think that I'm pretty great at finding cute shit.
You are.
So stay tuned for what that's going to look like. But I was looking out
on their account.
What's that?
Blast out on that account to follow us here and bring that stuff here.
Bring it here.
Bring it here. I feel like, okay, so I feel a knot. To our listeners, I have a sty. I feel a knot in the corner of my eye, and I just want to pop it. Is that weird?
Ew, do not.
Why?
The sty?
Yeah.
You do not.
Ooh, let's call your dad
sty.
On speaker. Call your dad on
He's
speaker.
He's in Austria.
So?
You
it's,
do not.
It's daylight hours now. Please.
You do
please.
Not pop a sty. Sty relief. Eye drops. Go to Target.
God.
What?
It's going to take like 9 days with an eye drop. Can we text your dad? Ask your dad.
What?
Just say, Cotty wants to know if you can pop a sty.
Most styes burst on their own.
Shut up,
after
really?
Several days, but cleaning it will help bring the pus out. Then it will drain on its own.
Oh my God,
you know
I can't
what you need
wait.
To do? What? Put like a hot compress on
Fuck
it.
Fuck that.
What?
That doesn't work. I've been doing that for days. How to pop.
Because the sty looks like a pimple, you might want to squeeze it or pop it. Don't do that. It can spread the infection or make it worse. Styes that come back might be tied to an eye condition called blepharitis.
Ew, these are like, ew, ew. People have like zits on their eyes. Okay, gently
popping
massage.
A sty won't help it heal or treat it. Don't
gently
do
massage
it.
The area with a clean finger and try to get the clogged gland to open and drain.
Sick.
Keep your face clean.
Do you wash your face every night?
Yeah, you must coke your
You
sty.
Do?
Yeah.
Really? Do you brush your teeth also?
No. No, never pop a sty. Ugh.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Oh, it's so exhausting. Mike's like, you need to go to urgent care.
What?
Like,
I can't.
Why? I don't think
he's out of his mind. You don't need to do anything.
It just happens, right?
It goes away. Yeah. It totally goes away. You're fine.
Until next time when we've got the doctor on. The doctor.
We are going to have him on and we are going to drill him and try to make him say weird stuff.
I can't wait.
I hope he's funny.
Can we ask him about his sex life?
No, please, Why? God, no. Do not, you sicko. You want me to ask your parents about their sex life? I can't even say it.
I don't care. You could.
Ew.
Please, it's your dad.
No.
He's such a little python.
Stop. Just stop. No, you cannot.
Really?
No. I need to pre-approve your questions. So you've only done Botox once in your entire life? This is insane.
Only done it once. And then when I did it, and I've asked a few people, when they insert the needle, do you hear the skin crunching?
Yeah, a little crunch.
Oh, you've heard it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. They usually tell you that. I've been doing it for so long. It would have been a long time ago that someone told me that. But yeah, it's a thing. Who did it for you?
Christy Kidd.
Oh.
Look, I'm practicing not smiling right now.
Is that your dermatologist?
Yeah.
How long ago did you do it?
I got it right after I got COVID. So February, March, April, May, June, July. I think it's out of my system by now.
March, April, May, June, July. Whoa, yeah. But I will say the first time you do it, it's going to be a lot stronger than when you continually do it.
Well, then I'm fucked.
Why don't you go to someone else?
Okay.
Go to my girl.
She come to you?
No.
Oh.
I'll go with you, though.
You will?
Yeah. Do you know how much how many units you did?
25.
Oh, okay.
15, 25.
Like baby Botox.
25, 50. I don't know, actually.
Did you
it's
notice
like
a
$500.
Big difference? Whoa. She's expensive.
Yeah.
Did you notice a big difference?
I did, but not in the right ways. I've had like Spock brows.
Oh, but I like that.
What? Why?
I like when this is lifted.
Yeah.
I guess I like it because I have like sort of like
you
low
have,
brows.
You have low brows.
Anyway. And so.
Yeah. Mine are like 90s brows.
Well,
so
these
when mine
are kind
are lifted,
of too. The girl who. It's someone else, not the person I would send you to, who did the last time, froze it a little too much. So it's for me, it's like very sensitive. If they do it in the wrong place, it makes it more lower because it's already low to begin with. But I like when you get that lift. You felt like you got too much?
My eyebrows are very like meek.
No.
So when I lifted, it looked like 90s eyebrows. Like my ponytail was too tight.
Plucked.
Very
to the
plucked.
Hilt.
Yeah. So now I feel like let's post a picture of on our podcast.
Will you ever do
Instagram.
Filler?
What's no. God,
filler.
No. Ew. No, no, no.
Would you ever do a Botox lip flip?
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. My girl. Have you done that before?
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Earlier, Connie told me that she's aged out of smiling.
I've aged out of I just feel like.
What?
It's the only way you can look wrinkleless.
Wait, this is funny because my friend just said this the other day. She never smiles in photos, okay? And her kids don't either. And I think it's like more
that's,
to that.
That's broken.
No, there's more to it than her not wanting to smile because of wrinkles. But she's like, no. She was like, because. If you don't smile, none of the wrinkles show. And I was like, that's so brilliant, actually, because lately I've been pictures. I'm like, I see this. If I smile, like, you know, it's a fake like, smile and you're like this here and here.
When, you're supposed to.
If you see
put
like
your tongue against the back of your teeth on the top of your mouth.
What do you mean?
When you smile. Do it. Doctor, oh my God, you look so good.
Where?
You look so good right now.
Where?
What? Are you doing it?
Roof of your mouth.
Roof of your mouth.
Why?
Touch back. I think it does something with your neck, maybe.
Do a different. Do one like that. That's creepy. You look like Popeye. Okay, and then do one not.
Be my olive oil.
then do one normal without your tongue like that.
What was that face? You just went.
because it was like. You delayed and then you just did it all of a sudden. Hold on.
Ready?
No, but I agree. If you're very stoic and. Okay, I like that better than.
I've been doing this.
Do it.
And everyone's like, you look great.
Do it.
Oh, wait.
Do it.
Which one? My tongue
the
one?
The tongue one.
Wait, ready? Go. Ready?
Which are you doing? Okay. Where did you get this information?
Someone told it to me, and I've been doing it for a couple months now. And then I didn't. I look surprised. You can't deny I look younger, though.
Wait, hold on. Do a regular one now. That looks way, way more normal. It's like a little blurry.
Oh my God, way better.
Yeah, way better.
Let me see the.
Or you could go like this and not have a wrinkle.
No, watch. If I do, hold on. Mm. If I do like serious face, I look ridiculous. Take a picture.
Like hot?
What?
ridiculous? Like what? But you're like this. Okay, ready here. Ready, go. You're not being serious enough. Okay.
See?
I'm not mad at that.
Samantha.
What?
Ugh, you could never be my photo editor.
Okay, so can I go with you next time you do Botox?
Sure. Do you want to record it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. When do you want to
yes.
go next week?
Well, I don't really need it, but I'll go with you.
I don't really need
no,
it.
No, I did it like, I did it.
Thanks a lot.
I'm just Let's shoot up your youthful. Old face. I stopped doing it. I'm like aging in reverse. No, I think, when did I do it? I did it June? No, the end of May? June, July. I'm not ready. I do it like every 3 months.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're constant.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they do it on you? Have you ever done the lip flip?
Yeah.
Do you do that regularly?
I don't, because you know what's, you'll feel weird drinking out of a straw after you do the lip flip.
Ew.
Because it's like, it neutralizes those muscles, and that's what makes it flip up.
What part flips up? Because I'll be screwed if just this part flips up.
What are you expecting?
Oh, I thought the sides flipped up. Oh, it's that part that flips up? I don't need that.
No, let me show you. I'll show you a picture of right after I did it. I do like it, but it's funny, like, what it feels different. Like, and it wears off, like, way quicker than Botox in your forehead. So it's not really, like, a commitment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
where do you get fillers?
From these same girls who I love. They're actually, what is they're called? Artonomy. They're on Melrose next to Crossroads. They're these two Armenian sisters, and they're so...
Wait, are these Rita's girls?
They go to Rita, but they're amazing. I've been going to them since they opened their their
Medi-Spa.
Was one
just pregnant?
Yeah, they
like
both
a few
were.
Years ago?
They both... Oh, yeah. The one... The, yes, the, I know the younger one went to Sunnyside.
Oh, okay.
Nari.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really pretty. But, yeah. Anyway, I like it. The
Did you
weirdest...
do it before and after?
I'll show you. You'll notice. You'll see the difference. What was I going to say? Oh, I did somebody different did it in my neck, Botox in my neck, because I thought it was going to get rid of the like these lines that go across, you know, like,
yeah,
like
those,
that
are, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's funny.
I don't have those, but you do.
So what's funny is that I was like, oh, I'm getting so old. Like I have these lines that go across. But then I looked at pictures of me from when I was like 25 and
you still had them.
I still had them.
You've
I mean,
had those.
I have a lot of Irish in me. Don't you also?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we just have fair skin and unfortunately we just get wrinkly like faster and earlier.
I bet if you gained a little bit of weight, it would go away.
Suck my dick. I'm not gaining weight. So I thought, she goes, do you want to do those lines? And I was like, yeah. So she did Botox in my neck and like I kept looking.
Ooh, that is so dangerous.
I kept looking and I was like, they're still there. It's so weird. So then I'd gone back to her and I was like, the, you know, they never went away. She goes, no. The Botox I did wasn't for those cross lines. They're for these lines.
Ugh.
And I'm like, I didn't even know I had those. But I guess I do. But still,
It was the weirdest feeling. I would never do it again. I felt like I was
you
like...
You could get paralysis doing that.
No, I mean, it's so superficial, but like it was weird to have these like topical muscles. Like it felt like, I felt like I like couldn't swallow right. I obviously could, but it was not a good feeling. It was horrible. I had just done it like, I don't know, a week before. It's a different look. Like I like it. Mm. No? You're not into it?
Mm.
What?
I'm intrigued. Are you wearing chaps?
Buttless chaps. No, they're jeans with like a leather leg. They're really cute.
The girl next to you would really benefit from it.
Give me the fucking photo, you bitch. Okay.
It is nice, but it looks very done.
I know. But I don't mind if you look done as long as it's well done. Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to look done.
No, I don't mind. Like...
Do you think she's going to do this to me?
Maybe. We can ask them. They kind of know, they know what they're doing more than I do. But I like
my
a lip.
Problem's right here.
Well, I bet. Let me see. Do that. Just lift
like
the sides.
I've got a killer bottom lip.
Killer.
It's but
killer.
Down here.
That's why filler would fill that if you did that. I like a lip that like you're not sure if it's done or not, if it's done really well. Like I don't mind like if it looks a little bit done.
Yeah, your lips look totally different.
What do you mean?
In a good way.
Than they used to?
Yeah, you had little razor lips.
Razor lips?
You did.
What do you mean?
Razor lips.
But I really have no lips.
Zero.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had a good bottom lip, I think.
Mm-mm, you never did.
For real?
For reals. You had little...
I need to go
little
back.
Little pinners.
They're good though, right? They mm-hmm. look like they're mine.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never go back to that now. Listen, I had enough lip to fill. Some people don't even have any lip that like you would be impossible to fill it. It would just look like silly.
I'm practicing.
I'm going to. I'm coming.
Let's
with
go
you.
Get my face.
And
done.
I'm gonna. Yeah, and I'm gonna video it. That'll okay. be so fun.
Yeah. Well, you want to do it next Thursday?
Sure.
Oh, we'll talk to your dad about the horrors and.
No, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know anything.
I mean, he does do Botox.
Does he?
Oh, my dad.
Oh, he administers it or does
no,
it?
No, he does it.
Does it to himself?
No, someone else does it to him.
No, obviously. That's what
I'm
wait
till you see like, how shiny and tight his forehead is.
Of course.
Do your parents do it?
Fuck no.
They would I'm never. Excited. I sort of want to like do a bunch of shit to you.
Mike would die.
Fuck him.
I'll be like, I'm gonna fill my face.
Am I cussing a lot today? I'm so sorry.
You really are. I walked in today saying I'm not gonna curse, and I think I've done pretty well.
You have. For you, you've done really well.
I'm more of a lady.
Razor lips. Razor lips here has gone off the deep end. Razor lips had a second wind. No. So basically, it lasts a long time. It starts. Your body starts to like absorb it because it's hyaluronic acid, or yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
But. Your body also builds collagen around it. So it never goes like totally.
Oh, what happened to your fingernail? Did that just happen?
Yes. Leave me
just
alone.
Just now?
I've been like, I can't. Just stop.
Wait, no, did it just happen now?
I've been picking at it.
Oh, this whole time?
Kind of.
Okay.
But you can get rid of it because there is something you can inject to like
melt it.
Dissolve it. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm not scared of any of it, to be okay. honest.
Because you've already done it.
Yeah, I guess I did have razor lips.
You had razor lips.
But they really looked cute on me. I kind of miss them now.
I miss them. Let's melt your lips.
Look.
I bet Duran misses your razor lips. Oh, how cute are they? Look at Sam untouched. Oh, I miss your razor lips.
I don't.
I do. They remind me of old Sam.
I know. Well, also, like, I was how old? Like, so young, no?
Razor lips.
I know. I really did rock them, though. They were, like, very much me.
It was just made your beauty mark so prominent. I loved your razor. Look how fresh you are.
I know.
Not injected full of chemicals. And
this was 2007.
Aww.
Whoa.
Aww.
Six. No.
Did Duran know you at that time? No, he didn't. Yes, he did. He did know you. Text him that picture and be like, do you miss this face?
No, you freak.
And he'll be like, no, I think your razor lips were disgusting.
I like where I'm at, but I
yours
agree.
Is good. I don't think I'm ready for injectables, okay. But I'm down for Botox and a consultation.
Okay, great.
Maybe a slight flip.
They weren't razor, though. Look, they were big enough to inject. If you had razor lips, they would. You can't even inject them.
No. You were cute.
I know. What happened to me? Age, time.
You're aging out of it.
I'm aging out of being cute.
All right, so your dad's next week.
Okay, my dad's next week.
I'm going to bring a blanket with me or something, a pillow. I have no idea. A moon pod? Something. Where I feel like myself.
Don't worry about it. Get out of here. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me.
Can we get my Botox before next episode?
Yes.
Can you text?
Yes.
Set it up?
I will.
Juice it up.
No joke.
Okay.
Okay.